Guten Tag to everybody. Welcome back. Hope you had a terrific, terrific Shavuos. Chag Matan Torah Seinu. Hope you had a chance to look at the Mar Makomos we gave out regarding what is going to be one of the most important questions and that is going to result regarding the reopening of our shuls. Of course, do we have to make up the parshas that were missed? Do we not have to make up the parshas that we missed? By the time we get back to shul, we'll have missed close to 20 parshas. So the question that is brought to our table, of course, is do we have to make up these parshos? Is it an obligation? Is it voluntary? Is it a requirement? Is it not a requirement? What is the story? And what will we do here in shul? So truth be told, although this question seems to be very foreign and certainly is not a question that we have dealt with in our lifetime, the truth is that there's an enormous amount of halachic rabbinic material dealing with this question dating back to the Rishonim. There were oftentimes throughout Jewish history, as you'll see, throughout these centuries, where shul did not meet, whether it was because of inclement weather, whether it was because of particular issues that took place in the course of shul, whether it was because of in-house fighting, or there was exterior issues that took place. Regardless, this was a question that existed throughout history. The issue that did not exist is the amount of time that we're dealing with. And none of the tshuvas that we will refer to today, do you ever see anything about missing an entire Sefer of Chumash, missing all of Sefer Vayikra, half of Sefer Shmos, half of Sefer Midbar. But this question as to what's referred to in the Ramah, Bitlu Shabbos Achas, the blaming for Shabbos was nullified, didn't exist, that is a question that has enormous amount of halachic material. And let's start from the top with the tshuva of the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah, Yitzchak ben Moshe of Vienna, who flourished in the 1200s, one of the great Rishonim, important Rishonim for Psak Halach and Minhagim, for Ashkenaz. And the Or Zeruah recounts the following incident that took place in Cologne, France. And I quote to you from the Or Zeruah directly. Maise Shahaya b'Kilonia. The story took place in Cologne, in France. There was a person who was some level excommunicated from the shul. He was unable to be there. He came to shul, and they were unable to continue the davening and the laning as a result of him being there. Therefore, Kriyas Torahs Kol HaYom Kshigia Shabbos Abba. The entire laning for that Shabbos was canceled, and when the next Shabbos came along, Tziva Rabbi Eliezer, Reb Shimon Zatzal, Haschil v'Parshas Emor LaKohanim, v'Lekros v'Gam B'Har Sinai, Hayru L'Karos Boso Shabbos, and the charge and the psak halacha that was given by Rabbi Eliezer, Reb Shimon Zatzal, was that you had to make up the previous week's parsha. So Parshas Emor, the laning didn't take place. They came back to Shul Parshas Bahar, they were ready to lane, and the Rav Paskin, they have to go back and read Parshas Emor as well as Parshas Bahar. And now listen to the words of the Or Zeruah, which are going to be critical to our discussion. Lefi, kimimos Moshe Rabbeinu, from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, niskan likros hatorah b'parshasah, there was an enactment, an establishment, to read Parshas HaShavua, ulehashlima b'chol shana v'shana, and to complete the 54 parshas every single year. Kidei lashmila mitzvos v'chukim, to teach the nation, the Jewish people, the mitzvos, the laws, the chukim, the statutes. Don't say that since you missed this week's parsha, therefore, there it is, null and void, and you can't make it up. Says the Or Zeruah, lefi kein teva b'parshios likros parshazu b'shabezu, v'zu b'parshazu. Never is it specific that you have to read Parshas Emor this week, Parshas Bahar this specific week. If you missed one of the parshios, make sure you make it up. Says the Or Zeruah, this is the way the parshas were established, and he brings a riot to something that occurred today. When Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, you don't read the laning of Shabbos. Today we didn't read Parshas Naso, but rather we push off Parshas Naso to next week. So therefore, says the Or Zeruah, you see that you don't specifically have to read the parsha of the week that Shabbos. There are times when it does get bumped off. So if it's Yom Tov and it gets bumped off to the next Shabbos, or if there's a situation where the shul couldn't meet, and therefore you have to read it another Shabbos. So the psak of the Or Zeruah, which is very clear, is that there's an establishment to read Parshas HaShavuah, and even though it's missed in a particular week, whatever the reason is, if it's b'mezid, if it's b'shogeg, if it's b'ones, whether it's extenuating circumstances or not extenuating circumstances, if it's on purpose that they missed, or whether it's accidental that they missed, either way, according to the Zeruah, the halach is that you have to read all the Parshas HaShavuah. Bereishis Shmos, Vayikra Bamidbar Dvarim, every single year, from Parshas Bereishis through Parshas Zos Habracha, when you get to Simchas Torah, you have had to finish all the Parshas HaShavua. So whatever you missed, if it's one Parsha or if it's one Sefer, you gotta make it up. Thus, what would emerge according to the Psak of the Or Zeruah is that in our circumstance, whatever we missed, starting back in Parshas Kisisa, you'd have to read Kisisa Vayakel Pekudei, all of Sefer Vayikra, and we would have to pick up wherever we're ready to reopen with the parsha that we left with and make it up from that point. That's the psak of the Or Zeruah. If you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Lamed Hey, the second Ramah in all of Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, the Ramah paskins like the Or Zeruah, and I quote, in Bitlu Shabbos Acher Kriyas HaParsha B'Tzibur, if one week the laning was unable to be read, L'Shabbos Haba, in the following week, Korin Oso Parsha Ima Parsha Hashaychel Oso Shabbos. You can read the Parsha of the week along with the Parsha that you missed. And in parentheses here, the Rama quotes the Or Zeruah. What would emerge from the simple reading of the Rama, especially now that we've read the Or Zeruah inside, is that the Rama paskins like the Or Zeruah. And therefore, if you missed the Shabbos, or in our circumstance, if you missed 15 Shabbosim, you gotta make up all the Parshios HaShavua. It would seem like it's an open and shut case. You have an Or Zeruah, the Rama paskins like the Or Zeruah. Case closed, you make up all the parshas that were missed. However, the Bir HaGron Shulchan Aruch changes the entire sugya. And the Vilna Gaon in his commentary on this Ramah says five words. And he says, Kimo shekasev betfila, ta velo hispala. And what the Gra is referring to is that the halacha of tashlumin for Kriyas HaTorah, making up missed parshas, is mimicked or patterned after Tov Elo Hispalo, the halach of tashlumin for tefillah. And just like you miss a tefillah, you make it up in the next tefillah, in a subsequent tefillah. If I miss Shachris, I'll daven Mincha twice. If I miss Mincha, I'll daven two Mairivs. If I miss Mairiv, I'll daven two Shmon Esheris for Shachris. The same thing should be true when it comes to tashlumin for tefillah, would be true for tashlumin for Kriyas HaTorah. The question is how tight and how deep is this connection between tashlumin for tefillah and tashlumin for Kriyas HaTorah? If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Vilna Gaon and explains that it's a very, very significant comparison that the Vilna Gaon is making. And there are three practical differences that the Mishnah Berurah notes, both in the Mishnah Berurah as well as in the Be'er Halacha and in the Shaar HaTzion in the beginning of Siman Kuf Lamed Hey Sif Beis. The first, when it comes to tefillah, tashlum and making up a missed tefillah, it's only if it was done b'shogeg, accidentally. If I was so busy, I forgot Shachris, I forgot Mincha, I forgot Marv, I have to go back and make up the tefillah. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah in the Be'er Halacha, the same thing would be true when it comes to tashlum for Kriyas HaTorah. If I forgot Kriyas HaTorah accidentally, just like when it comes to tefillah, I make up a tefillah that was missed accidentally, the same thing is true when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah that was missed. If it was missed accidentally, I would again make it up. Point number one. Point number two, the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say I missed a lot of tefillahs. If I missed Shachris, Mincha, Mariv, Shachris, Mincha, Mariv, for a few days, for a few weeks, well, how many tefillos do I make up? We're familiar with the halach and the Gemara and Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. You only make up the previous tefillah. So if I forgot Shachris, I'll make up at Mincha for Shachris. If I forgot Mincha, I'll make up at Mariv for Mincha. But I'm not going to make up previous tefillah. So even if I miss days and weeks of tefillah, when I'm ready to daven for the first time, I wasn't feeling well, I was out of sorts, even though I missed weeks or even months of tefillah, I'm only going to make up the previous tefillah. And thus, paskins the Mishnah Berurah, even if I missed weeks and months of Kriyas HaTorah, if Kriyas HaTorah, according to the Vilna Gaon, is patterned after Tashlumim for tefillah, I'll only have to make up one tefillah. Therefore, according to the Vilna Gaon, what emerges, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you missed an entire Sefer of Chumash, all of Sefer Vayikra, I missed part of Sefer Shmos, and I'm going to miss Parshas Bamidbar, says the Vilna Gaon, it's Tashlumin. And just like when it comes to tefillah, I only have to make up the previous week, the same thing is true when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, I only have to make up the previous week. So if we go back to Shul, this coming week, Amir Tz Hashem, let's say it's Parshas Naso, I'd only only have to make up Parshas Bamidbar, and I would miss all of Sefer Vayikra, and we left off in Parshas Kisisa. There's nothing else to do. According to the Vilna Gaon, that is what you would have to do. There's a third nafkamina. We all know when it comes to tefillah, tashlumin for a tefillah, if I missed a tefillah, the rule is I make up that tefillah at the next tefillah. So for example, let's say I missed Mincha. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to daven Maariv, and that tefillah of Maariv is the tefillah that I daven with the community, with the tzibur, with myself, I daven Maariv. The next tefillah, that's the makeup for Mincha. Therefore, what would emerge here is the same thing. When I get to shul this coming week, I'll first lay in the Parshas HaShavua, if it's Parshas Naso, and then I'll make up Parshas Bamidbar, the previous week's Parsha. If it's patterned after Tashlumim for Tefillah, just like when it comes to Tefillah, first I daven the present Tefillah, and only then the makeup. The same thing is true when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah. First, I'll lay in the prominent Parshas HaShavua, and then the makeup. Interestingly enough, here the Mishnah Berurah says you don't do that, but rather you lay in order. And the Noda Behuda explains in a tshuva that the reason for that is Torah Hashem Tamima. Even though it's true, according to the Vilna Gaon, that we're mimicking, carbon copying, patterning, tashlumin for Kriyas HaTorah after tashlumin for Tefillah, when it comes to this, we're not going to take it to the extent when it comes to Tefillah, but rather we're going to look at it as Torah Hashem Tamima, and we're going to lay it in order. What emerges is that we have a very basic machlokas between the Vilna Gaon and the Or Zeruah. According to the Or Zeruah, the way to look at a missed Kriyas HaTorah is that you're missing a critical puzzle piece. And if I only lay in the 53 parshios and not 54, or if I only lay in 40 parshios and not 54, I'm missing Torah Hashem Tamima. And never, ever, whatsoever should you reach Simchas Torah missing any parsha. And therefore, according to the Or HaZeruah, it doesn't make a difference if it was Shogeg or if it was Mezid. It doesn't make a difference if it was 1 week or 2 weeks, whatever the situation is, whatever the case may be, you always are required to go back and read all of the Parshios HaShavua. However, according to the Vilna Gaon, it's a totally different understanding of a missed Parsha. Parshios HaShavua can only be mashlim the previous Parsha. Just like when it comes to Tefillah, I'll only make up the previous Tefillah. So too here when it comes to a missed Parsha, Parshios HaShavua, the Tashlumim for Kriyas HaTorah is only going to be the previous week. So in our circumstance, it's a massive nafkamina between the Or HaZeruah and the Vilna Gaon. According to the Or HaZeruah, I have to go back to Parshas Kisisa and make up all the way straight until the Parsha that we get back to Shul. According to the Vilna Gaon, all you're going to have to do is make up the previous week's Parsha and then read the present Parshas HaShavua. That's the machlokas between the Or HaZeruah and the Vilna Gaon. Thus, we begin with two basic opinions. Either you make up all of the parshas like the Or HaZeruah, or you make up the previous week's parsha only, and you'll have missed all of the other parshas of the year, and that is all that has to be done. But there's a second layer to this issue, and that's a tshuva of the Maharam Mintz. Maharam Mintz, tshuva sefer in Simen Pehei, also lived in the 1400s. He has a case where a fight broke out in the shul toward the end of laning, and they were unable to finish the Parshas HaShavua. And the Maharam Mintz, if you see the tshuva inside, for all intents purposes, seems to paskin like the Gra, that the only thing you have to make up is the previous week's Parsha. But not because of the logic of the Vilna Gaon, that Kriyas HaTorah is patterned after Tefillah in the world of Tashlumim, but the language of the Maharam Mintz is La'olam lo matzinu shiikru shlosha parshios b'shavas. We never find any time throughout the year, annually, that we read three parshios. We only read a double Parsha. Tazri Mitzora, Achres Moros Kedoshim, Vayakil Pekude, but never ever do we read three parshas. Now it's true, you take a three Sifrei Torah from time to time throughout the year, but you never read and lane three full parshas. So therefore, says the Maharam Mintz, the only thing you're required to do is to read the present parsha and then the previous week's parsha. So it seems that the Maharam Mintz has a similar logic and a similar halacha to the Vilna Gaon, but for a different reason. However, the Maharam Mintz says two chidushim lahalacha, which veers extremely from the Vilna Gaon. The first thing that the Maharam Mintz says is as follows. If there's ever a double parsha, if you missed a double parsha, if you missed Tazria Mitzora, if you missed Vayakel Pekuda, if you missed Bahar Bechukosai, you're never going to read the following week three parshas. So if it's ever a double parsha, or if the present week is a double parsha, you're never going to lane three parshas. So if it turned out like it was in many shuls which opened up last week, parshas Bamidbar, out of this city, then you would have to read Bahar Bechukosai and Bamidbar. According to the Maharam Mintz, you would not do that. You would only lane parshas Bamidbar, because you never find that you read three parshas. Chiddush number one of the Maharam Mintz. Chiddush number two of the Maharam Mintz is if you ever miss the last parsha in a sefer, you're never going to make that up with the first parsha of the new sefer. So if you miss parshas Vayechi, you miss parshas Pekudei, you miss parshas Bechukosai, or whatever parsha that was lost at the end of a sefer, you're never going to connect it to the beginning of the new book that you're about to read. And the Maharam Mintz explains that the svara is that you're going to connect the end of the sefer with the beginning of the sefer with one aliyah, and one person is going to read the end of Bereishis to the beginning of Shmos, or the end of Shmos to the beginning of Vayikra, or the end of Vayikra to the beginning of Bamidbar. It's not nice, it's not kavod to the Sefer Torah, and it's not appropriate to do that, and therefore that's not something that should be done. And again, this was halacha l'maisa last week in the shuls that opened Parshas Bamidbar. They had to address this Maharam Mintz, because the Maharam Mintz is of the opinion that you can't lay in Parshas Bechukosai with Parshas Bamidbar. Those are the two chidushim of the Maharam Mintz. Do we paskin like the Maharam Mintz, or do we not? So if you take a look, the Magen Avraham quotes the Maharam Mintz la'alacha. The Shar Ephraim, Ephraim Zalman Margolius, and Shar Zayin also quotes the Maharam Mintz. However, Gdolei Achronim, many Achronim, the lion's share of Achronim, argue with the Chiddush of the Maharam Mintz, including the Maharam Chik in a Tshuva, including the Mishnah Brura, and including the Aruch HaShulchan, all say, where do these svaras come from? What does that mean? You don't ever find that you read three parshas. It's true. But if there ever is a reason to lay three parshas, you should. It's true. Typically, we read a double parsha, Bahar Bechukosai, Vayakel Pekudei. But those are only in situations that the Torah calls for us to read a double parsha. But if you ever missed multiple parshas, or if you missed all of Sefer Vayikra like we have, who says that you can't read all of Sefer Vayikra? And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan, as well as the Maharam Shik, understand, like the Or Zeruah, that you have to read everything. That's the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan, that's the opinion of the Mishnah Brura, and that's the opinion of the Maharam Shik, arguing on the Maharam Mintz, although Maharam Mintz is quoted, as I mentioned, by the Shar Ephraim, as well as by the Magen Avraham. The second Chiddush of the Maharam Mintz, that you never find that you could connect the end of a Sefer to the beginning of the Sefer, Aruch HaShulchan, Maharam Shik, Mishnah Brura also argue, they said, who said? What's the svara? What's the basis? What's the logic? If you're required to do that, you're required to do that. And therefore, the Mishnah Brura posits not to paskin like the Maharam Mintz, and it emerges that the Mishnah Brura keeps consistent with the Vilna Gaon. Because if you missed Parshas Vayechi, you'll lay next week Parshas Shmos, and that's Tashlumim. You're not going to only read Parshas Shmos. If Kriyas HaTorah is patterned after Tefillah, if you miss Parshas Vayechi, so next week Parshas Shmos will be read, as along with Parshas Vayechi. And the same thing is true if you miss a double parsha. The Mishnah Brura seemingly understands that you don't look at it as two independent parshas, you look at it as one large parsha. Bahar Bechukosai is one parsha, and the tashlumim for parshas Bahar Bechukosai will be made up along with Parshas Bamidbar. Therefore, it seems that the position of the Maharam Mintz, according to the lion's share of Achronim, even though Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius and the Magen Avraham quote it, because the Mishnah Brura, the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Maharam Shik, as well as many other Achronim, including the Elia Rabbah, argue on the tshuva of the Maharam Mintz. Therefore, that seems to be the psak halacha, not to follow the opinion of Maharam Mintz, and therefore you will lane Parshas Bahar Bechukosai along with Parshas Bamidbar. You will lane Parshas Vayikra along with Parshas Vayakel Pekudei if need be and if the situation calls for it. And as I mentioned last week when shuls did open up, this was a question that needed to be addressed. But at the crux of the, in the core of the issue, again it emerges that the Maharam Mintz is arguing with the basic logic of the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah understands that you have to finish everything. You can never come to Simchas Torah missing any Parsha. Maharam Mintz says, who says? Why is that true? If it's a difficulty, like the Zera Emes says in his tshuva, and it's going to cause a tircha de tzibura, it's going to cause an unlong process and an elongation of the davening kriyas haTorah, you shouldn't have to make it up. And therefore, according to the Maharam Mintz, we're never going to put ourselves in a situation to read multiple parshas or to read from parsha to parsha. as opposed to the opinion of Aruch HaShulchan, the Maharam Shik, and the Mishnah Berurah, we want to finish the Parshios as long as we are able to do that. Thus, so far, we have the opinion of the Or Zeruah, who says you have to make up all of the Parshios. We have the opinion of the Vilna Gaon that you only make up the previous week's Parsha, along with the Maharamin, who also says that you only make up the previous week's Parsha. And there are two exceptions in the world of the Maharamin. You never read three Parshios. It's a double Parsha along with the present Parsha, or vice versa. If the present Parsha is a double, you're not going to make up the previous because you're not going to read 3 weeks. And you're not going to ever make up when you go from Chumash to Chumash, Bahar B'chukosai, to Bamidbar. But there's a third opinion in the poskim, and it's an important opinion of the Shari Ephraim. Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius, the outstanding Rav of the city of Brod, who is a very, very prolific author in one of his most important works, the Shari Ephraim is Sefer on Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes regularly, says Lahalacha a third approach to our Shaila. And in Shar Zayin Simin Lametes, the Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius writes as follows. If the delaying in shul didn't get canceled because of extenuating circumstances, let's say you never had a minyan. 8 people came, 9 people came to shul on Shabbos, and a minyan was not able to be met. A quorum wasn't reached. Says Rav Chaim Zalman Margolis, you don't have to make up delaying the next week. And in his Pischei Sharim, the commentary of Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis on his work Shari Ephraim, he explains, "Kain nira l'elastaiti didafka hecha de bnei chiyuvim." Only when there's a minion that met and they're bnei chiyuva, there's a requirement to lane. Ela shir lemonis, but an extenuating circumstance occurred. Aval hecha dulo havu asar miyikara. But when there were never 10 people that actually met in the shul, there was never a requirement that Sibor never had a chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah, and they don't have to make it up. Says Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, there's only a requirement to lane when there are 10 people that were there. And then an onus came, like the case of the Or Zeruah, like the case of the Maharamin. They were mevatel Kriyas HaTorah in the middle, or they were mevatel it before it started, but there were 10 people, there was a chiyuv that was chal on the tzibur. But if the tzibur was never in shul, there's never a chovas kriyas haTorah in the tzibur, and you don't have to make up anything. Therefore, according to Ephraim Zalman Margolis, since we were never in shul, there was never a chiyuv on the tzibur. When you get back to shul and the shul does reopen, all you have to lane is that week's parsha. So whenever we're going to get back to shul, according to Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis and the Shari Ephraim, Shar Zayin Simin Lametes, the only thing that you're going to have to lane is that week's parsha. So therefore, what emerges from the sugya of Tashlumin for Kriyas HaTorah is 3 basic shitas. There's the shita of the Or Zeruah, which is paskin like in the Aruch HaShulchan and the Maharam Shik, that you need to lane all the parshios of Kriyas HaTorah of the year. And from Bereishis to Zos HaBracha comes Simchas Torah, you make sure that all 54 parshios are read. That's a requirement. That's a takan of Moshe Rabbeinu, that the entire Chamisha Chumshei Torah must be read. And come what may, if you missed 5, 10, 15, or 20, whatever the case is, when you get back to shul, you got to make up all the parshios. The Vilna Gaon argues fundamentally and categorically on the Or Zeruah. He says, Lahadam, it's not true. Tashlumin for Kriyas HaTorah is patterned after Tashlumin for Tefillah. And as many Tefillos as you missed, you're only going to make up the last one. So if you get to Shul from Mariv and you missed Mincha, Shachris, the previous Mincha, Shachris, you're only going to make up the previous Tefillah. The same thing is true in Kriyas HaTorah. If you missed 5, 10, 15, 20 Parshas, you get back to Shul, you're going to read last week's Parsha and this week's Parsha. According to the Shari Ephraim, Ephraim Zalman Margolis, the most lenient position, the only time you're going to make up is if you were in Shul, there was a Chova on the tzibur that was chal, and then it was nisvatel kriyas HaTorah, then you have to make it up if an onus, an extenuating circumstance came along. But if the shul never met and there never was a quorum, you don't have to do anything altogether. Therefore, when we get back to shul, according to the Shari Ephraim, you don't have to read any previous sedras. All you have to read is that week's parsha. Halach l'maisa, what do we do? You may have seen in the handouts that I gave, there were three basic shittos that I found contemporarily as to what poskim say. The first was the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, the son of Rabbi Avadja, and like his father classically did, counting up basically the shittos in the Rishonim and the Achronim, he comes to the mathematical conclusion that most follow the opinion of the Or Zeruah. Therefore, the chief Sephardic rabbi of Israel, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, paskins that when we get back to shul, wherever you may be, you have to make up all the parshios. If you finished Parshas Kisisa, if that's what you got up to, you start there, and you come to shul, you're going to read not one, not two, but 15, 16, 7, whatever amount of parshios that you missed, that's what has to be made up, based upon the opinion of the Zeruah, that's the Psak Dor HaShulchan, the Maram Shik, and many, many other posts that he quotes. Take a look in his tshuva. There's a second position, the opinion of Rabbi Asher Weiss. Rabbi Asher Weiss and his tshuva seems to paskin that you could rely on Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius, and all you have to do is to read that week's parsha. He says that coupled with the fact that today, contemporarily, in the coronavirus world that we're living in, the more exposure that we have to each other, the more dangerous it is, and therefore Rabbi Asher wants to limit the amount of time that we're in shul. Kriyas HaTorah takes too long, and if we're going to start making up 5, 10, 15 parshios, we're going to be in shul too long, and therefore he takes the most lenient position, best just to come to shul, quick davening, lane that week's parsha, and move on, like the Shari Ephraim, like Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius. From Herschel Schechter, seems to have a middle approach. Lechatchil, he says, if it's possible, you should lane all the parshios, like the Or Zeruah, like the simple understanding of the Or Zeruah. However, there's much to be lenient, he says. You could base the leniency upon the Vilna Gaon. You only have to make tashlumim for the previous week's parsha. And you could rely on Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius as well, that all you have to do is that week's parsha. But lechatchil, if it's feasible, if it's possible, do like the Or Zeruah, and like the Aruch HaShulchan, like the Maram Shik, and laying all the parshios of the Wormest. What are we going to do? Seems to me that the basic psak halacha would follow the Ramah and the Gruz understanding, which would mean that all we will have to do is to lay that week's parsha along with tashlumim of the previous week. That's the pasha pshat in the Gruz, the way he understands the Ramah. It seems to me that many shuls that are opening, that is what they are doing. Although Rabbi Asher Weiss says he don't can rely on the Shari Ephraim, certainly there's plenty of room to do that. And although Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef says that you should read all the parshios, the pasha pshat in the Ramah, based upon the understanding of the Vilna Gaon, is that all you have to do is to read that week's parsha. Since Kriyas HaTorah and Tashlumah for Kriyas HaTorah pattern after Tashlumah for Tefillah, all you would have to do is to read the previous week's parsha. That is what I would like to do. That's what we are going to implement. Now, we could argue that if you have multiple minyanim, if there are 10 people who want to make up all of the parshios, maybe that's something to entertain, but you do have to take into account Rabbi Asher Weiss's excellent point that the longer exposure that there is, the more dangerous that is, so we will have to take that into account. But I think according to the letter of the law, the pasha pshat, the halacha l'maisa, would be to follow the psak of the Vilna Gaon, his understanding of the Ramah, to only read that week's parsha and be mashlim the previous week's parsha. Just to conclude, everything that we're discussing is all when it comes to bittul kriyas HaTorah b'tzibur. This is all when an entire community, a kahal, a shul missed laning. What about if one person misses a parsha? It often happens you're traveling from America to Eretz Yisrael or vice versa and you're off a week. Is there a requirement for a yachid, for an individual, to make up the kriyas HaTorah that he may have missed? This is subject to great debate, and of course it's predicates upon whether or not Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaTzibur or a Chovas HaYachid. Is Kriyas HaTorah something that I as an individual am obligated in? Or no, it's an obligation upon the Tzibur. If it's an obligation on the Tzibur read Kriyas HaTorah, I missed it, I don't have to make it up. But if Kriyas HaTorah is an obligation on the Yachid, I have to go to the earth's end to make sure to make it up. There are multiple stories of Gdol Yisrael. Rav Moshe Feinstein, for example, missed Parshas Behar B'Chukosai one year. He was in the hospital, and when he came back, he asked to make up Parshas Behar B'Chukosai along with Bamidbar. Now, by the way, that Maaser Rav tells us a lot. Number one, he wasn't makbid for the Maran Mitz, and on two accounts, he laned three Parshas, Behar B'Chukosai and Bamidbar. He went from Behar B'Chukosai, which is at the end of Vayikra, to the beginning of the Bamidbar, also not like the Maran Mitz, and also as a Yachid, he held that he had to make up Kriyas HaTorah, even though he was a Yachid. The same story is told about the Chazon Ish, who also missed 2 weeks of Kriyas HaTorah. He was in the hospital, and he again also asked to make up the previous 2 weeks that he missed. Same thing is true. There's a story in the Ma'aser Rav, the Vilna Gaon was jailed for 4 weeks, and also upon returning to shul, he also asked to make up those 4 weeks partials. In that very same shul, the Maram Shik, he quotes his Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer quotes from his Rebbe, the Haflar, as well as Reb Nosson Adler, who also missed Kriyas HaTorah for several weeks, and they as well asked to make up partials that they missed as well. Each of these Gedolim, Moshe Feinstein, the Chazon Ish, the Gra, the Maram Shik, quoting Reb Nosson Adler in the Haflah, held that it was a Chovas HaYachid. But there's no question that it seems, the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch, which seems to emerge, is that Kriyas HaTorah is indeed a Chovas HaTzibur. If it's a Chovas HaTzibur, you don't have to make it up. These Gedolim were Machmir. The Chazon Ish even writes somewhere that he was Machmir. He held Me'ikar HaDin that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaTzibur. But he was Machmir, and that seems to be what he did. That's what Reb Moshe did. That's what the Maram Shik, quoting the Chassam Sofer and his Rabbeim, did. And that is what these Gedolim did, although the halacha, it is a chovas hatzibur, it's an obligation upon the community and not on the yachid. Our case, which we are discussing, is when an entire tzibur, an entire community misses Kriyas HaTorah, is there a chiyuv to make it up or not? And as we have seen, these are the three basic shitas, the Or Zeruah, the Vilna Gaon, and the Shaar Ephraim. The Or Zeruah, the most machmir shita, to make up all of the parshios. The Shaar Ephraim, the most mekel shita, you don't have to make up any. The Vilna Gaon, the middle shita, like tashlumim for tefillah, you make up the previous week's parsha, that's all you have to do. And as I said, what we will attempt to do, Be'ezrat Hashem, as we get closer to the reopening of Woodside Synagogue, Avos Torah, B'Siyata D'Shmaya, that we will go like the Vilna Gaon to read the previous week's Parsha and the current Parsha. Kadosh Baruch Hu should allow us and help us to open up our shuls B'Karov Mamish and B'Siyata D'Shmaya to be able to get back to Kriyas HaTorah. B'Karov, wishing everybody a wonderful week, a Gutavach, and only good things, Yeshuas V'Nechamos to all of Klal Yisrael.